thanks for that. That's
yeah.
really helpful.
No worries.
And then one last thing before we start to jump into it too is I'd like to congratulate Nathan on the occasion of his wedding. Nathan got married since we last were all together.
I did.
So
congratulations. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. It was wonderful. Went really well.
Thanks. Good.
In a year, you can tell me whether I should congratulate or condole.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
It's a newlywed.
Give him a break.
I know, that's why I'm going to do it a year. Because I think I had a different impression a year in.
Apparently.
I'm listening to a bunch of old guys.
I just want to know the complications of marrying a blind woman. That's good for you.
Jeez.
Tough crowd. Tough crowd.
It's not going to go well. You've seen us already.
Even the guests are out.
It's all right. She was really desperate.
Apparently. Okay.
Let's move
on. With regards to the minutes, did everybody have a chance to review them? Are there any other comments or issues? Can we adopt these?
I honestly don't remember enough to say anything about the long form. I mean, the detail in there was great.
Yeah.
I couldn't confirm or deny for the most part, just because there's so much. I would have no objection to adopting. Do you want to adopt the short form or the long form? Is that correct?
I think we could adopt the short form and keep the long form as part of the record, if that's okay.
Yeah, whatever you guys want to do.
I don't think it makes much difference.
Yeah.
Formally adopt one set, at least.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that sounds good. So
go with the formal adoption of the short form by consensus.
That's great. And then this evening we've got Friday Harbor Town Administrator Bethan Wilson here with us. Thanks for coming down, Henry. We spent some time with our fire chief and with our EMS chief talking through a number of issues, primarily financial issues relative to the operation of both organizations. But I think one of the things that we're really interested in talking about and hearing your perspective is as we talk about fire and EMS services, both as they exist today and as they might exist going forward, how do you see this play into the needs of town residents and the economy of the town and related issues around that? Okay. We have a free-flowing discussion as we go forward, so if you don't mind, if people can jump in as we go forward,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
That would be great.
Thank you for having me here, and I am interested in talking about this subject. I guess part of my background is 24 years as an attorney. So part of my job, the type of work I did was you tried to play out things down the line to see all the different possible outcomes that can occur. But sometimes you also have to roll backwards too. And what struck me when this started was that we had some pretty significant challenges from the structural standpoint. The town ran its own fire department on a volunteer basis for years and years, and then opted to contract in. And it happens every once in a while, but municipalities usually always have their own fire department or they annex into the fire department. And because of the political difficulties at the time, I wasn't here, so I get this all third hand, there was no annexation, which is sort of unfortunate because I think it would have been easier to have pulled that off the very front side than it would now. We contract, the calculations are done by the same rate that everybody else pays. They do the calculations and then they bill us. And then we pay on a monthly basis, on a contract basis. Now, it means that the voters in Friday Harbor, the citizens and the property owners, do not vote for the commissioners. We're just stuck with just one other serviced area. But when you try to think about going forward, to go forward and annex it's not just the council that votes for it, it has to be put on the ballot, and then you have to get the approval of the voters, and the rest of the county also has to vote simultaneously at the same time. They have to have a vote, and they have to approve that you would be coming in as well.
No, the rest of the island.
Rest of the district, yeah.
So, right, the rest of the district, yeah. Right. Well, this really is the county.
Okay then. That'll be popular elsewhere.
We'll play that on tape.
But we do have it on tape. Well,
for the record, I was just kidding.
Yeah.
So the rest of the island has to approve it as well. All the rest of District 3, I think.
District 3, yeah.
So that may be some, like, you do serve off there's,
yeah, there's
areas.
A couple.
So, we sat down and we talked to the council, and I did it many times about, you know, how do you sell this to the electorate? And the basic way you sell it is that you tell them, right now you're getting this service, and afterwards you'll get the exact same service. The only difference is now you're going to have to pay more money for it. How do you think to vote? You know, and we sort of know that lure of now you'll get to vote for the fire commissioner. Is not one that will overcome a $180 to $250 a year assessment on their property taxes. We had hoped and we had discussed over the years before this issue came up of, you know, what would be the perfect storm that would allow that to happen, where we would have, we could get everybody on board. And we never really found a time when we thought that it would be right to make the proposal and put it on the ballot. When this came about, my thought was, well, if we follow through on it, perhaps you need to have one more thing on the ballot besides just the merger. You'd also have to bring in the annexation, because how are you going to figure out how the assessment would be done if the entire town is not being assessed, because it's not actually part of what's going on. We would still be hopefully contracting and paying, but we couldn't, we EMS, because that's a, you know, island-wide, that's there, but we're not taxed on the fire side. So what my concern is whatever you decide, whatever the final decision is, the town will clearly support whatever happens. I don't think you haven't seen the council here, and you haven't seen letters and Ezra, because we sort of figured that this is really, I don't know if this is the way you guys feel as well, but this is a financial and operational issue, and there's nobody better suited to make those determinations than you, and so we will live with it as it comes up. But how, I can't see, I think it would be so complicated to try to put it together unless the town is also annexed in simultaneously, so that all the players were on, all together, being taxed the same manner and moving forward. And that's, you know, if your job wasn't difficult enough, trying to introduce those votes in, vote yes, Proposition 1, 1A, 1B, 1C, how many different segments would have to go out to the voters? And is it just so complicated they would throw their hands up in the air and not want anything to do with it at all? So I'm interested. I have a lot of faith in you guys. I believe the right decision will be made here, regardless. Concerned because it's hard for us to deliver an annexation when we are willing to talk about reducing our property tax levy somewhat. That's in order to offset the increased costs they will pay. That is really hard to say, because we are probably, taking a couple things into consideration, the lowest taxed municipality in the state of Washington. Right now, we are at a little bit under $1, like 96 cents per thousand. I'd have to open up the book and see, but it's somewhere around 96 cents per thousand. And you can go to the point cities around Bellevue, and you can see they're lower. but they are also paying money, they're also in the fire district. So you add that on, and then you also look at, they also have the utility tax, and you add that on. So we are blessed to have a robust sales tax here, which provides the primary source of revenue. We make about $475,000 a year. I'm pulling these off the top of my head, about $475,000 or so is our property tax levy. Could we cut it in half at the same time as an incentive to get people to vote? And then we wouldn't have to write that check every month because it would be covered through taxes. But that is your reserve. The property tax is always seen as that. That's your base need for operations that you have to have. And when you cut into that, you put yourself at risk in the event of a downturn. There's a possibility that Grove Street and Tucker Street never get finished and people stop wanting to visit here. But I think it's a relatively small risk that we will always have some type of revenue coming in through sales tax. We are willing to step, I think the council will be willing to step up to the plate and make an adjustment to property tax. We will have to see what the level of reluctance is to do that. I would encourage them to sweeten the pot in some way so that if the average household was going to be paying an extra $180 a month, it wouldn't give them $60 relief on their property tax. That may be a little bit more tolerable or palatable. And then, of course, they get that extra bonus of being on the book with the commissioners. And that's where we are, I think. But like you said, I know almost every one of you very well, and I really believe that you will come to a conclusion that makes sense for everybody. And the town will help how we can.
Well, thanks for that. And, you know, we're an advisory body, so, you know, really our job is to deliver something to the elected officials on the other boards, and that's really where the decision part will be. From the town's perspective, do you hear a lot of concerns or do you hear a lot of discussion from residents with regard to existing fire or EMS services? Or do you think that residents have any distinction between those two if you live in town?
I don't. I can tell you that the most I hear about it is whatever shows up on Rant Night. I don't have people come to my office and say, I want to talk about fire service. I want to talk about EMS. I know from the people I do talk to and get on the subjects, they are, I think, very happy with the fire service. When I got here, Brad, tell me if I'm wrong, but when I got here, the volunteer ranks were a bit in disarray. There was some issues going on, and it has strengthened tenfold in the last 6 years to what I would call it robust. And so there's nobody coming to me saying they're unsatisfied with the response they're getting. From the EMS side, I think everyone is, you know, I grew up in Seattle where we had Medic One, and I don't think people fully appreciate, you know, ALS level of service is like a huge bonus. When I worked in North Bend, we only had the BLS service from Eastside Fire and Rescue, which is like a cobbled together group. But we had the ALS car in North Bend, so it was like, that was a big win because we covered the area, so we had that level. I hear nothing but the good things about it. You also hear grumblings about finances. And if I could be bold, I don't know where anybody here stands politically on the issues. All I can tell you is from my personal standpoint is that after, you know, 4 years of college, 3 years of law school, 24 years as an attorney, and 35 years in this business doing it, if I can't understand the finances of the two organizations, specifically one organization, that I can't figure it out for myself, that someone's not telling the story right. and because I can't get a straight answer on a lot of stuff. And I guess I could dive down and go down that rabbit hole, but I just, I don't know if I have the time or enough leisure.
Yeah, fair enough.
A couple of observations, Mike, and I don't speak for Brad, but you're fortunate to have missed the history that predated the contract with the fire district, I think, because one of the big problems with having their own fire department was always finding a chief and recruitment and, you know, all the usual stuff that goes on there. It's a much more stable environment now, and that's why you're not getting a lot of complaints, I think, about at least the fire side. EMS really hasn't changed all that much.
There's no complaints. I can't give you one problem that I have, you know, overall with the way both of them, from an operational standpoint, you call, they come, they fast.
Yeah. I think there used to be more on the fire side of things for the town when they did have their own department, and there was always some political issue or other issue.
I agree with you.
And I think if everybody's satisfied with the service, then that's a good thing. And so what we want to do is talk about how to get to continue that without any kind of, future difficulty that comes from some, whether it's political, financial, whatever.
Well, everybody here loves change, so
yeah, exactly.
That's the one good thing we have on this island.
What I thought was interesting what you said, though, is I think we do need to think about and game out how this actually would happen operationally if everybody says, you know, the best thing is we're going to merge them and annex the town. Because I think this can't be one thing. There's going to have to be an annexation question, as you say, for the districts involved and so on. And then there's also the merger question, which is not the same question. It has to have, and yet, if one happens and the other doesn't on the ballot, then you've got a whole different set of problems. And I think gaming all that out might be kind of interesting, because it's going to be complicated.
Well, that's where, when I started talking, when I was talking about trying to play things out down the line, there's this big complicated morass at the end. But I can't make heads or tails of
it. Well, I think understanding, that's a good point, George. I think understanding if one part goes and another part doesn't go.
Yeah, what if this measure passes, so we annex the town, but that measure doesn't pass, we don't merge you.
Then what do we do?
What does that do for any of the other, or vice versa? You know, a merger is fine, but now we can't figure out how.
Well, what if we decide to go forward with the merger without annexation of the town? The town council says, no, we're not ready to do it right now. You know, but you're ready to go forward. How would that
exactly work? We have to look at all of those pieces independently in a way, because that's how it's going to end up happening. Even if it all does happen on the same November ballot next year or something, whenever it happens, it would be possible for something to fail and something to pass, and then you have to deal with that.
But so let's say we weren't on there. What you have is we would still be paying a part of the operating budget of the new entity, but we wouldn't be paying, so we'd have to figure out how do we calculate.
Well, you would still be the EMS side
paying,
you know.
But it's one entity now, so.
Well, yeah, exactly. So you'd have it, I don't know what would happen to the EMS levy. I think it's a really interesting point.
It's an interesting question. You brought up the issue of equity, too, as far as who's paying for what and what are we getting. And that's, you know, just another concern in the political equation that want to kind of work through some.
So my question is, and I'm very ignorant to this, but so does fundamentally, do you think that both have to happen? In other words, can they come together, and can you still pay the way you're doing it now?
I'm sure you can.
Okay.
I just don't know how.
Okay. So then the question of it can't work, it could work. If there's a way to figure it out without having to have the vote. When I heard Chief Martin speak, he suggested that about 60 to 70% of his calls are actually in the city environment, that that's a main bulk of his, or their response, if I remember correctly, which means that it puts you dead center, you know, because the EMS service is at least a large percentage of that is in the city. With that in mind, Trying to think how to frame the question. Do you, and I guess just simply enough, what is your gut perception of bringing them together? Is it something that you think should happen? Do you see value? Do you think it shouldn't happen? Do you see challenges? I know you see challenges, but do you see concerns about bringing it together? Set aside the challenges of how you price it, or the challenges of equity and those kinds of things. You're the biggest recipient, and I don't even know from fire calls whether you're the biggest recipient of fire activity, but at least the city environment is the biggest recipient of EMS activity. So, good thing, positives, bad thing, issues.
Taking the most simplistic approach is that politically I fall into a mold that I've been around a lot of fire departments in a lot of cities over a lot of years, and turf is just such an amazingly difficult problem to get through, that the turf battles between, you know, there's thousands of fire districts that should be merging with each other to provide service all over the place, and these turf battles and power and everything else are such a problem. So, you know, taking away the turf battle issue and looking at it in its most simplistic form, the consolidation of services that are occurring in a certain area together that have a rational relationship to each other, where you can put one person at the head of an organization and you become more efficient and streamlined. And you know, that seems to me to be a really great concept. Now, when you put in the fact that, oh, but by the way, you also have to assume $8 million of debt, and you have to take this and over here, and you know, it's those other factors. So I tend to believe that usually consolidation together is going to be a good thing. But there are other issues here about the debt and everything else that's coming in that make it more complicated, and I understand that. So I like the concept, but God, I know what you're up against. You and I had this conversation ourselves about you know, the finances and whether or not it could actually work. But I've always found it to be comical to watch fire departments and the egos that flow around the desire to keep your turf when mergers and other things would seem to be logical. And I think EMS may be the same type of thing, that EMS would be like, we don't want to be those fire guys. I don't know if that's the case here, but turf is an interesting one. We have three different school districts across the county. We have different fires.
Four
different school districts. Four, yeah. You know, the library districts, you know, would there be efficiencies? But those are all turf battles. You know, if people like that local control, so that's one thing. But you lose out on a lot of efficiencies, but people make their decisions and they vote their conscience, I guess.
Would you perceive that there would be value from a the process or the function side of EMS and fire? So what I'm asking is, do you think by merging, set aside the financial side, but what they do, the service that each one of them delivers, do you think that there would be any enhancement to the city? Or would there be any detriment to the city that you would perceive by them coming together and or staying apart, setting aside the financial side?
The naive side of me tells me that you can gain operational efficiency by coming together. But if you can get over all the hurdles along the way. The detriment side is that I've run cities
as large as 22,000 and as small as 1,500, and seem sort of all, there's a breaking grand law office where you could have four attorneys, but if you went to six, the operational cost became so much, it was hard to put it together. So there are some benefits to a certain size organization. One of the things you need to look at, and Brad can probably give an opinion on this, is that is the fire district at just that right size, or is operating at peak efficiency on all different levels, or would having additional monies coming in allow we spread talent around a bigger area? I kind of figured that was part of, you know, you're not just looking at finances, you're also looking at operational efficiencies as well. So my guess is, I'm also relying upon your folks for the recommendation for how that's going to work out. Because I certainly don't know myself. I'm not fearful of it going either direction. My gut tells me, all things being equal, that they are close enough in relationship to the types of, in the way the service is provided, that they could operate together and you could gain some significant savings if done correctly.
But probably not clinical or not fire. So, you know, what they're technically responsible for probably would not have significant enhancements, but potentially the financial side might have enhancements.
I think we're getting a pretty high product right now.
Okay.
So, I, again, I'm naive to this.
Right.
I'm asking your opinion. Believe that finances would be the biggest potential gain, because I'm not concerned about the way things are run as far as from a what we gain.
If you had a whiteboard and you could draw it today, knowing what you know, how would you draw it?
I would draw it with a three-member fire EMS commission that oversaw the operations jointly of both. I would see two people underneath a strong chief, a chief that was compensated in such a way that it would be a strong chief now, you want. But I'm saying you might be able to go out and get a superstar individual in the future. Brad's going to retire. You know, who's that person that would step in and take it over? There may be enough money and savings that you could actually go out and grab the superstar to put into that position, because you would be able to go from, you know, grab from a wide range of people that would want to come here. Quality of life and the
so your whiteboard is seeing a consolidation.
My whiteboard, I believe that could be the best, but for all the problems you guys are having to deal with.
Right, but still, I appreciate your perspective. I know there's challenges in front of it, but you know, if we're going to give a recommendation and we look at the representatives of all of the entities and the folks that are the real influencers, and to understand what their perspectives are, and that's just what I'm trying to really understand from you. I think Brad was very candid. I think Jerry, to a degree, was very candid. And so I'm really just trying to get, you know, your perspectives.
And the things you don't know is not just the financial ones. I guess the other ones are, if you start them apart, can you ever put EMS folks in with fire folks and have them operate nicely? It's like the Brady Bunch. You don't really know whether Greg's going to get along with Marcia. You know, you've got different people and different, you know, things going on there. And,
sure.
I don't know if they can play nice in the sandbox together. In a perfect world, you'd hope that they would. And also think about how many different calls that go out, where you've got the truck going out and EMS going out, because you don't know if they're going to get there and who's going to get there. If you knew and you were operating solely on one, you have to believe that it could be a better deal.
Well, and I guess my perception of what my role would be is to articulate, I mean, in anything that I really see, what comes down to the challenges are two, and that's personalities, which, you know, you take in egos and you take in, you know, the politics and everything else, and then communications. And usually if people are working together and communicating well, they can usually jump all hurdles. And tomorrow, you know, I get wiped out by a bus, you know, board members get wiped out by a bus, and all of a sudden, I'll have new people anyways. So at the end of the day, looking at the personalities and looking at that, that's how they have to manage, and that can be a recommendation on management. But the reality of what we've been asked is, should they come together, and if so, what should that be? Or what, to a broader sense, if we want to really look at it, is what is the best direction? Because I don't know that I could ever answer whether the people are going to actually go up and hug each other or slap each other. So, anyways, I thank you for your candidness and appreciate what you've at least articulated.
I wish I knew more.